Okay, I think we've waited enough time to get started. So, with that, good day to everyone, depending on your time zone. We'll call this meeting to order at 6 minutes after the hour. So I'd like to welcome and thank you all for taking the time to join this meeting. It is being recorded. Appreciate your continued support for the governance of the Peering to Be organization. I'd also like to, as always, thank our volunteers for the hard work and their dedication to Peering to Be. They continue to be at the heart of this organization, and without them, we would not be operating. I'd also like to thank our sponsors for their continued financial support. They are an essential part of creating this healthy organization, and we look forward to their continued support. The Peering to Be organization strives to be as transparent as possible. We document our mission, strategy plan, operational objectives, financial information, committee information, organizational information, and all meeting minutes at gov.peeringtobe.com. And I would certainly encourage all of you to review them and feel free to provide feedback to the board or the committees. Lastly, I would like to thank you all for allowing me to serve as the Peering to Be president for all but 1 year since its inception. This election year is the first year that two of us will be impacted by term limits. Yob Schneiders and I have been termed out, and we wish the upcoming board well in their duty to continue to serve this community. Personally, I would like to thank Yob Schneiders, Chris Caputo, and Greg Hankins for so many years of outstanding dedicated service. This year, Chris has fully transitioned the secretary treasurer role to Shauna Bong, and she's done an excellent job taking on that role. Greg will be retiring from his volunteer roles with Peering to Be after nearly, or maybe even more than 20 years now. So if you see them at conferences, I encourage you all to do the same, and I just wanted to thank them all. That said, the next item on the agenda is to approve the meeting minutes from the last member meeting in April of 2025. It is available on gov.peeringtobe.com. And with that, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Job,
I move.
Moved by Job. Do I have a second?
Second.
I think that was Jack.
Aye.
All in favor of approving the minutes from April 10th, 2025, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to the next item would be a financial update and call for sponsors to Shauna Bong. Shauna.
Hello. For the financial update, the 2025 annual finance report has been posted on the website and an email was sent out to all members for awareness. The bank accounts continue to be reconciled monthly. The 2025 1099s were filed earlier this year, and the accounts are ready for filing taxes, which will be happening in the next couple of weeks. Previous tax filings and other financial information, including profit and loss and balance sheets, can be found on the Peering to Be website on the governance page. And if anyone ever wants to see those, just let me know if anyone has a hard time finding them. In 2025, sponsors contributed about $317,000, which was up from $309,000 in 2024. And also a notable and substantial increase from 2023, which was $280,000. Peering to Be currently has about $556,000 in the bank, which is an increase from last year at this same time, which it was only $475,000. Looking over the expenses for 2025, Peering to Be spent about $116,000 on software development and maintenance. This was a substantial and planned increase from previous years, only $65,000 was spent on software development in 2024, for example. This change was a direct response to community input and feedback, and as a result, PairingDB chose to dedicate more resources to software development and maintenance. Product management has been the same as previous years at $54,000. I did want to note, if anyone does look at those online financial reports, it is showing project management at $58,500 for 2025. That's actually because it included some of the payments from 2026. So the actual amount spent on project management in 2025 was $54,000, the same as the previous year. Cloud services and hosting were about $41,000 for 2025, which was up from $32,000 in 2024. And that was due to moving to Kubernetes. Secretary Treasurer Services were about $39,000 in 2025, which was a substantial decrease from the $71,000 spent in 2024 due to the completion of training of myself for the role. As Aaron had mentioned, the role had been transitioned over to me in the last year. And this total includes both services from myself and Chris Caputo. Speaking of sponsorships, same as Aaron, I wanted to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors. Of course, our sponsors are what allows PairingDB to continue to be offered at no cost and with no ads to all the users. Every year, the vast majority of our sponsors do renew their sponsorships. That being said, we always can use more sponsors. With more sponsors, PairingDB can better serve the community, and additional funding would enable PairingDB to develop more features, have faster bug fixes, have more promotion, and more education. If anyone is interested in sponsorship or wants to talk to somebody else about sponsorship, our level sponsorship levels and information is available on the website, or you can always email sponsorship@pairingdb.com, and I'm happy to direct you to that information. That is all, unless there's any questions.
Thank you for the update, Shauna. Any questions about financial update or sponsorship? Hearing none, we'll move on. Also, just a quick interruption, the person identified as B, can you identify yourself in chat with your name and organization, please? Oh, that solved that. Okay, moving on to the next item on the agenda, admin committee. I do not see Christopher on yet, unfortunately. So we'll skip that from now and come back to it. Hopefully he will join before the end of the meeting, which takes us to the operations committee update. Mr. Schneiders has retired from the position as chair this year, and I have been elected by the remaining members to operate as chair going forward. So I did not experience most of the year as chair. So Mr. Schneiders, if you feel like giving an update, you can. Otherwise, I'll do my best to fill your gigantic shoes.
An update. Let me just wing it. I think the by and large, this year, we experienced a bit more downtime or service unavailability compared to previous years. What exactly the cause of this is I think a myriad of aspects that need some attention, and I think that attention is being given in the areas where investment is needed. So for instance, some of the operational work has now been contracted out to a vendor, and this should allow people to dedicate their time to improve the platform. But Looking through, for instance, GitHub issues, I did notice that there are parts of the infrastructure that are not monitored, and this means that the scope of monitoring needs to be widened. So one particular painful incident, in my opinion, was that the API was serving still data for multiple days, and it was one of the users of PeeringDB that ultimately noticed, like, hey, no new data is coming in. And other incidents involved, for instance, the unavailability of OAuth services or two-factor authentication restoration procedures. So this I think is some highlights of unfortunate events that I hope the organization can work to improve in the coming months and years. On the flip side, the infrastructure did transition to container-based deployments rather than server-based deployments. So this should allow for easier up and down scaling of the infrastructure. I also noticed multiple initiatives in the community to provide read-only access where the trade-off is that the data is read-only, but the upside is that it's very, very low latency. So I would encourage folks to explore that further because that seems a promising direction. So this is a little bit of a chaotic update from my side. I think maybe Chris Caputo or Chris could add more to this, and then back to you, Aaron.
Thanks. I appreciate the fluid update on the fly. I'll also add that since taking over chair, I did interview all of the ops members for writing a job description for more volunteers for the ops committee. We certainly are in need of more assistance in that area, and I'll be soliciting them as the number one priority for the ops committee for the short term while we grow it to where it needs to be. And probably investing some more money in some more dedicated resources. At least we'll be proposing that to the oncoming board as that comes together following this election. I don't see Caputo on either, so I guess I'll say any questions or comments for the operations committee.
I have one more thing if I could add real quick, Aaron. Just addressing with the recent downtime, we totally reevaluated all of our monitoring, and we either have or it's going into the next release new monitoring that gives us alerts on things like slow queries and things that were kind of falling through the cracks before, largely just due to organic growth. And as things changed over the years, we hadn't been on top of the monitoring for that, but we are now. So you can expect to see improvements coming very quickly in that area.
Thanks for that additional update. Any questions or comments for the Ops Committee? Hearing none. Got a back channel communication that Christopher was on a train, and I do see he has joined now. Are you ready to give an admin committee update?
Yes.
And I will hand the floor over to you.
All right, so Christopher, the admin committee, so excuse the background noise. The amount of tickets has roughly been going up steadily over the last few years. At the moment, we see incoming 11, 12, 1300 tickets, new tickets a month. We have roughly four core volunteers that regularly put in volunteer hours to respond to people. We have not been great at onboarding interested volunteers. We're sending in applications during 2025 due to my lack of time primarily. So for that, people are welcome to apply, and I will try to attend to them. What more to say? As I have not time to prepare, I ran out of things.
Fair enough. Thank you for the update. Are there any questions or comments for the admin committee? Hearing none, thank you very much for the update. We will move on to the outreach committee. Mr. Ryall.
Thanks very much. So good morning, good afternoon. I'm Ben Ryall, chair of the outreach committee. I feel like another strong year for the OC. You know, our missions remained unchanged, and you know, that is to coordinate outreach and kind of, I guess, evangelism across the global peering community, the global internet ecosystem community, raising peering to be awareness and also supporting data quality through engagement. We've continued this through industry events, industry engagements, and we've been and had representatives from across peer and DB. Most major events of the year, 30 plus events, including kind of NANOGs, RIPE, APRICOT, AFPIF, MENOG, and some of the IX-led peering forums. And it each gives us an opportunity to highlight peer and DB changes, collect feedback, and recruit new contributions. For social media and brand, we've maintained refreshed graphics and a consistent posting cadence across LinkedIn, X, Twitter, and other platforms. And we're aiming for more member kind of spotlight content and event recaps to drive engagement between conferences as we continue on that during this year. We've continued to expand our outreach, trying to make sure we focus on APAC and pushed harder into emerging regions such as Africa and Latin America. The goal is converting interest there into kind of active OC participation. And then, you know, for those who want to be onboarded or, you know, using the platforms. Thanks to the committee. You know, I say already, everybody volunteers here. Greg, you know, has been a key part of the OC for, you know, many years, I think 13 plus years. So huge thanks to him for the foundational work. With Greg's departure, he currently sits as a vice chair. So we'll look to elect a new vice chair for the OC. And then thank you to all the other members we have. So that's Sabina, Lindsay, Yolandi, Greg, Taryn, Livio, Leo, and Arnold. And thanks for all the input. At that point, happy to take any questions. I'm happy to answer anything. Thank you.
Thanks for the update. Any questions or comments for, it looks like, Arnold, Mr. Nipper, go ahead.
So I just want also to thank Greg for his fantastic work over the years for the Outreach Committee and Peering DB.
I definitely second that. Any other questions or comments for the Outreach Committee? All right, hearing none. Moving on to the Product Committee, I am guessing Jack NA1C is the correct Jack, is that right? All right, fantastic. Mike is yours.
Thank you, sir. All right, the Product Committee is responsible for improving PeeringDB's software as a whole, from bug fixes and small tweaks through larger changes to the UI, the API, and PeeringDB PY. The committee sits between users who ask for improvements and the developers who implement them. And I'm going to add on the fly also the board who does board things. From May 2025 through the end of March 2026, we delivered 10 main releases and 6 point releases, closing 102 tickets, resolving more than 30 confirmed bugs. We continued to increase our pace from roughly 7 issues per release last year to 10 this year. We've drastically reduced the time a ticket sits in the ready to implement state so that the time between a bug's discovery and its release sounds less like months and more like more like this release. Quite a bit of effort has gone into platform stability, as you guys just heard, and scaling over the past year, not entirely without hiccup, but in release 2.76, we've completed the migration to Kubernetes from virtual machines, and we've made quite a bit of progress towards auto-scaling and the multi-region business. We've made multi-factor authentication mandatory for all users. We've improved the web and the API rate limiting, released a new ASN comparison tool, expanded address and localization normalization, and developed service level indicators for user queries so we have empirical data to make ongoing infrastructure decisions. We've also expanded group eligibility for OAuth and MFA management, so organizations without their own ASN, like facility operators and carriers, can manage web accounts, API keys, and so forth. And finally, we strongly encourage users to keep sending us feedback via GitHub, email, carrier pigeon, flagging people down at events, and so forth. The more input we have, the better we can prioritize, plan, and develop. Huge thanks to the product committee members for their efforts, and Leo for keeping us pointed in the same direction to the degree that that's possible. And thank you to the board for providing us the resources to do this. Any questions for the product committee? All right, you're making my life easy. Back to you.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the update. Okay, moving on to the next item on the agenda is technical and policy Q&A. So open up the mic to anybody who has any topics they want to bring up. Please use the raise hand function. Back to you, Jack.
Hey, just one thing we were thinking about. We've had a couple security reports that come into us via email or other forms. And I think our policy in the past has been that we try to give somebody a trinket or something like that. And I'm thinking of one guy in particular, but the question stands more largely. Can we order some PeeringDB t-shirts or something of that nature so that A, we can send this poor one guy that's been emailing Leo and I every week for 7 months a t-shirt, and B, we might as well hand them out to people so that more people come up to us and give us feedback at events. Thoughts?
Sounds like a perfectly reasonable request for a budget from the board. I think that's something, if you could just articulate it in a budget request to the board, I'm sure it would get approved.
Sounds great. I will do so.
Other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none. Moving on to the next agenda item, we have obviously a board election that is ongoing right now. As everybody knows, that's probably looked at the governance website. There are quite a few candidates running for the two open seats this year. I would strongly encourage you to do your job as a participant in the governance of this organization and vote. Keep in mind, this is for a board position, so we're looking for people that can manage strategy, operational objectives, financial controls, security of the organization, et cetera. All of their bios are on gov.peeringdb.com, and voting is open. If you have not received your email with your voting ID, username, and password, feel free to reach out to Shauna, the secretary treasurer role, to get that sorted out. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you all, as always, continuing to support this organization. Thanks very much. Have a great day. And we will see you at various events and on the internet and next year's annual meeting. Take care, everyone.